The holiday shopping season is now in full swing. You can tell because every news outlet is now carrying stories designed to help you only spend yourself halfway into oblivion this year.
Commentator and personal finance columnist Charles Jaffe.
If you're like the average consumer, you plan to spend $831 on holiday gifts this year, or the same amount that the average shopper planned to spend a year ago. That's according to a survey by a major retailing group. Yet that same study showed that the average consumer exceeds their planned spending amount by 31%, meaning they'll lay out $1,131 on gifts in the next 30 days. It's that overspending that the credit counseling experts are focused on when they issue their annual flurry of press releases to the media, thereby generating a host of insipid features on holiday spending. In each of these features, some expert from a credit agency offers tips to help you keep your holiday spending reasonable. They go something like this. Steps 1 and 2. Make a shopping list and a budget. This earth-shaking advice is brought to you this year by the Association of Independent Consumer Credit Counseling Agencies, as well as the Institute of Consumer Financial Education, Consumer Credit Counseling Services, Cambridge Credit Counseling, and virtually every other group working with overextended consumers. Steps 3 and 4. Track your spending and pay cash for as many items as possible. This advice comes from the same set of geniuses. And with that, they all run out of brainstorms for helping you through the holiday season. That's because living within your means revolves mostly around common sense. It's not like making a budget or paying in cash are big secrets. But cutting spending and giving lesser gifts tends to make people feel like they're cheaping out. Scaling back is never easy, and that's why the planned spending level of $831 didn't decline this year, despite the continuing misery of the stock market and the economy. But I have a simple solution for stopping holiday overspending. Browse to your heart's content, and when you find the perfect item that is either over your budget or more than you're hoping to spend if you didn't make a budget, take that item to the checkout line. While you're bogged down there, ask yourself a simple question. Would the friend or loved one I'm buying this gift for want me to go into debt to pay for it? It really doesn't matter if the recipient of the gift knows you'd be going into hock on their behalf. It's the thought that counts. If the answer is no, they wouldn't want to be a burden, put the present back on the shelf and go buy something more reasonable. They'll never know what you didn't buy them, and you'll never tell them how much you actually spent. If the answer is yes, they want to send you to the poorhouse, still put the present back on the shelf, stop shopping, and reevaluate the relationship. Either way, you'll not only come in under budget, but you'll put gift-giving back into its proper perspective, revolving more around a generosity of spirit than a generosity of dollars.
Charles Jaffe writes about personal finance for the Boston Globe.